Shalom, everybody. There is an enigmatic Gemara found in Masechet Yoma, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that on Yom Kippur, the Satan has no permission, no authority to pull us away from what is right. As a proof, the Gemara quotes Rami Bar Chama, who says that the gematria of the word ha-satan is 364. There are 365 days in the solar year, and for 364 of those days, ha-satan tries to fight us, tries to convince us to sin, but on one of those days, on Yom Kippur, the Satan does not have the ability to do that. We're so busy on that day with tefillah and with tshuva, and the day is so intense that the Satan simply has no sway over us. However, we can ask a few questions. First of all, is it really true? Is it really true that no one ever sins on Yom Kippur? And another question, why does the Gemara use the expression ha-satan? Why not just say Satan? Of course, the Gemara is not just adding a hey to get to a convenient gematria. There has to be something deeper in the meaning of ha-satan with a hey ha-yidiyah, the Satan, referring to a specific Satan. And lastly, just a general question, what is the deeper message of this Gemara? These questions are asked by Rav Yosef Engel, who died in 1920. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, incredibly prolific, Rav of Krakow. I have to say parenthetically that I was unable to find these questions in Rav Engel's, in any of his Sfarim. If you do know where these questions are found, please, I would really appreciate if you WhatsApp me privately. But I found these questions and his beautiful answer in a sefer called Iturei Torah. It's in volume 7 there on page 48. In any case, Rav Yosef Engel explains the Gemara in the following way. He quotes a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Bet Amar Aleph, and the Gemara there says that the Yetzer Hara has 7 names, and each name refers to a different type of Yetzer Hara, so to speak, a different tactic or strategy, as it were. And each one of the 7 names makes sense and has a pasuk behind it. And they make sense. He's called evil, and there's a pasuk for that. He's called impure tame, and there's a pasuk for that. But the 7th name is very strange. He's called Tsifoni, the northern one. What does that mean? And the Gemara actually says that the reason why he's called Tsifoni is not because the Yetzer Hara is called the northern one. The Gemara there says that the word Tsafon comes from the word Tsafun, which means hidden. Tsafun means hidden because in Israel, and actually at any mid-northern latitude, you know, most of North America, Europe, Asia, Northern Africa, we always see the noon sun somewhere in the southern sky. We'll never see it in the northern sky. And that is why north is called Tsafon, from the word Tsafun, hidden. We know that word from the Pesach Seder, of course, where the Afikomen is hidden, Tsafun. In any case, this last name of the Yetzer Hara, Tsifoni, doesn't mean the northern one, but the hidden one. It refers to the strategy of the Yetzer Hara that works in a hidden way, not in a blatant, overt way, where we know this is a sin, but it's still enticing. But Tsifoni refers to the Yetzer Hara that works in a hidden way, in a clandestine fashion. And this, says Rav Yosef Engel, is the key to our Gemara. For 364 days a year, the Satan tries to get us to sin in all sorts of ways. But on Yom Kippur, ha-Satan, the known Satan that we know and recognize, has no power over us. We're not swayed by ha-Satan, the known Satan, the Yetzer Hara on Yom Kippur. We're not swayed when it tells us on Yom Kippur, you know, when it tells us that I know that that food is not kosher, but I eat it anyway. I know that I should not watch that game on Shabbos, but it's such a good game. That kind of Yetzer Hara is not enticing on Yom Kippur. It does work. Unfortunately, sometimes 364 days a year. That's the gematria of ha-satan, 364. What about on Yom Kippur itself? The known blatant Yetzer Hara is on vacation. He can't win against us on that day. We're wearing white, we're hearing Kol Nidre, we're stirred to Kedusha, and we are not sinning, nor are we drawn to sin in the usual way. However, the behind the scenes Yetzer, the tifoni, the side of us where we convince ourselves that what we're doing is actually a mitzvah, where we sometimes wrap ourselves in false righteousness, where we tell ourselves and anybody who listen that what we're doing is not only a sin but a mitzvah, where we trick ourselves willingly and accidentally that a sin is a mitzvah, that a bad thing is really good. Unfortunately, that tzifoni, that kind of yetzer, works all year round, even on Yom Kippur. It is true that ha-satan, the known satan, so to speak, the obvious blatant yetzer, he doesn't hold so much power over us one day a year. But the hidden, deceitful yetzer, the tzifoni, is always present. And you and I need to be ever vigilant and particularly careful all year round, and especially on Yom Kippur, to make sure that everything we do is pure and good and positive, and not, chas v'shalom, the hidden work of the Yetzer. Have an amazing day, everyone.